It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Yes, people, my family this week on Thoughts in a Cully goes by the name of Asco, a legend, a pioneer, someone who's been super duper important to the GRM story. You know, his last release was Straight Drop 5. He just dropped an album, an incredible album. He's taking over the globe right now. His name's Asco. This is Thoughts in a Cully.
Welcome home, fella. Welcome home. Seatbelt, please. Safety first and all that.
All right, then. Well, go on, posty post.
I'm here, bro. Thanks for joining me, man. You're one of my dream guests because we got a lot of history.
Come on, man.
You got a good story. I've known you for a long time, but I feel like the audience knows Asco as the rapper, the entertainer, the fly guy, but they don't know. I don't feel like you've done an interview before. Have you?
I think with you. Remember NFTR?
Yeah, NFTR. Yeah, yeah, of course you done.
Also, what's his name? Amo.
Oh, Amaru.
Yeah, Amaru, yeah.
Shout out,
Amaru. Yeah, I don't really do the interview thing more time, though.
Yeah, no, of course.
Since I come on, the podcast thing's going off, I don't really feel too comfortable doing that neither, you get me?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you coming, man.
But, yeah.
I feel like the first time I ever saw you on my screens, like, you always kind of, like, appeared to be, like, you was always around the Mashtown entourage, but you kind of looked like that fly kid from the block that was good at spitting. Would you say that was a accurate description of where you was at the time and how you became part of that movement?
Yeah, I would say it's accurate still. Obviously, in Mashtown, they're the big bros and that, innit? From Man's Place and that. And obviously, I used to rap back in the day, like even before Mashtown. Yeah, there was a little group from my area called Straight Gully. Yeah, it was local, innit? Mixtape days or whatever not. And I went football one day. Obviously, I've known them lot for long, innit? Hypes, May Allah Have Mercy on His Soul, Margs, Cheds, all of them. And it's like that a Straight Drop Gully mixtape came out. Like I said, it was mad local, so maybe only people in Hackney would have been hearing it at the time. You get me? Went football one day and them lot's just on me. Like, oh boy, you need to forward MT and that. But I was mad honoured. Do you get me? I'm like, nah, because remember, I'm a fan of them. Even though they're from my area, I see them on the block and that, like Sports and that. You remember them days, Sports, like
the mixtape, yeah.
Bro, there was nothing like it, obviously. So when Hypes and that, like, yo, bro, like, you should forward. And then, yeah, the rest is history. Westwood freestyle. And then, yeah, bro, like I said, it was like a dream come true for me at the time. You get me?
Yeah, and why do you think that? Obviously, Hackney is, like, especially, like, London Fields, is such an area that's going to, like, develop people that can spit anyway, naturally. Why do you think out of all the young boys that was out at the time, maybe you got picked?
Now, to be fair, at the time, there wasn't really much, like, there wasn't, to be fair, in Hackney. Not from Fields, should I say. Yeah. In Hackney, yeah, but not from London Fields. And I don't even think it's about me. I just think, like, because, like I said, I was already close with the big bros anyway,
yeah.
And I'm dope without trying to blow my own trumpet wire for that. You get me? So it was just a no-brainer sort of thing, you with me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you've always stood out, especially in, like, the early visuals, like, in terms of, like, the way you used to dress and the way you used to, like, conduct yourself. I know in your ends they call you Bougie Boogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, was this, like, on purpose, like, in terms of, like, how you kind of stood out in terms of everyone, or have you just always been like that?
Yeah, I've just been a fly nigga from the rip, my bro, man. Yeah. I don't know where I got this from. My mum says it's from my dad, innit? I didn't really quite have my dad, but my mum said my dad was a bit like that. You get me? In his day, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a thing that's been in, man, bro, man. Like, as you know, you was there, Post. This is all before the gram and Snapchat and that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Just getting fly was man's thing. You get me?
Yeah, and I think you definitely had an impact in terms of, like, obviously, like, when people were rapping and there was, like, gram MCs and there was rappers and all that kind of thing. Like, not a lot of people took their image that seriously. Like, obviously, nowadays, image is part of everything. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Obviously, you was very image conscious from the start. You get what I'm saying? Like, when you used to come to London Fields, you might have like a Louis hat and a Louis belt and a Louis crepe. Like, it was just always just extra. You get what I'm saying? Even like the, you can see in like things like the Really Hustle video, yeah, for example. Get what I'm saying? Just like how you come and scream, and that, I just think that you've always kind of really stood out in that way. And then obviously, like, that was very early on. Obviously, Mashtown had a big impact in terms of UK rap. You was part of that. Mm-hmm. And it always kind of almost seemed like you was Mashtown, but I don't know. It kind of seemed like, because you came in later,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you was Mashtown, but you kind of wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No, I know what you're saying. Still.
Like,
I wasn't there from the rip.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, yeah, and like, it's like I just came with something different, if that makes sense, innit? Like, the man, they're not saying, to be fair, yeah, how I dress and how I am is from the older bros from Man's Ends. Even Hypes was super into fashion, do you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm just getting to televise that now. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, but back in the day, before I was even like doing anything outside or whatever, I would come outside my house, like, and the oldest from my ends would be like, ooh, in matching cars and matching bikes. They're like 18, 19, 20, do you get me? So I'm just in awe at that point, do you get it?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying though? Like, and I'm not involved in nothing, bearing in mind. Like, I haven't even come outside like that properly, do you get it? I still got a curfew and that, but it's like when I come outside, this is what I'm seeing in my area, do you get me?
Yeah.
Like matching bikes, matching cars, bro, it's like Harlem in the 80s, for real, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's bigger than me really, and it's before, man, but maybe it's just me that's been showing it, do you get it?
Yeah.
Putting
yeah.
it in their face.
Yeah, like, yeah,
do you get
yeah.
what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. It was televised when you was doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas before, if you know, you know, you get what I'm trying to say? Back in the day, you weren't really no camera phones out and that, innit, so.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but really, it's from them, if that makes sense. I'm just, putting it on cam, you get me?
There was a lot of stigma attached to, like, the Mashtown brand mm-hmm. at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that like for you in terms of, like, you know, when you were becoming an artist and all that kind of stuff, did you feel like it affected you in any way in terms of, like, how you could maneuver? Were there any problems with you being attached to that brand at the time? Because I think that Mashtown nowadays, to be fair, because it was so ahead of its time, it's no, yeah, because it was, I think that nowadays, like Mashtown, just because it was so ahead of its time, it's not a lot different to like a lot of stigma that a lot of different crews have
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense. Maybe, I don't want to compare, but I'm just saying like, it's not out of the ordinary,
mm-hmm.
whereas at that time, it just had such a big stigma. Do you mm-hmm. feel like it affected the way you could maneuver or...
In a negative way, you mean?
No, just in general, like, did what kind of pressure did that put on your back now that you're ASCO from Mashtown at the time, or if any?
So, I'll be real, I embraced that pressure. That didn't feel like pressure to me, if you know what I'm saying. Because, like you're saying, at that time, there was really no one really doing it like that, innit? Obviously, you had SN1 and that, K Coke and that from Northwest A Team. What was the other name that they went by?
USG.
There you go. SMS days and that. But bro, like I said, not even trying to gas it and that. I just think our thing was just always or looked different. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It just looked. It appealed a bit more. I don't know how to word it, but it's like just yeah, a bit more appealing to the eyes. You get me? And at the time, then I feel like. It was a bit of a black cloud over Mashtown as well, if you know what I mean, for like the wrong reasons, you get me? So I feel like the man then was kind of getting blackboarded a little bit. Like, it was kind of like, how can I put it? At that time, blowing up, doing all type of rap was a myth anyway, a lie? It was more Tiny Temper and Tinchy Strider and that, a lie?
Yeah, there wasn't like a serious precedent that you could be successful or like making money from this saying, the way you're doing it.
Exactly.
Till like gigs and that came about.
Exactly. Exactly. To be fair to gigs, K Coke, the freestyle. Do you get what I'm saying? Maybe that's what changed the whole dynamics and then they started accepting us for and now we're here. But I don't really think it was a pressure thing, bro. I embraced it. I was happy to be a part of the movement and that, you get me? That shit's legendary to me, you know what I'm saying?
And knowing you that whole time, I feel like you were definitely one foot in, one foot out in terms of convincing yourself that you wanted to be a musician, if that makes any sense. Like, I would always see you kind of like toy with the idea, like, yeah, I might do a video. Like, you probably do like one music video a year.
If that. In fact.
If that.
Because you see, at the time, it's like, I can say it now, innit? I've been convicted, I've done my time, and at that point, I didn't care about music, bro. I rapped because obviously I knew I was good at it, and obviously the man then was just be on me more time, be like, Boogie, you need to get in the studio. But because I wasn't really benefiting from it, I was never putting my all into it. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
so like you said, I'll just go missing for another year. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And then I might pop up on, because let's have it right. From the Mashtown era, all that you guys really know of me is a Westwood freestyle. I think another freestyle when I'm with Tricky, Margs and Hypes. Remember that freestyle? I think the man I'm a bit wavy and that.
Yeah,
and
Love Man or Hate Man, just Rate Man.
There you go. And the song with Wiley.
And Really Hustle.
And Really Hustle, there you go. And that's in the space of what? So then, when I started taking rap seriously now, and it all changed, it's no longer MT. Obviously, it's still MT, it's MT for life, but now it's Muley. 016, straight drop one, bro. The rest is history. You get
nah,
me?
I feel like you started taking it a bit seriously before then. I remember.
Nah, so you had Fuck the Boy them, yeah?
Nah, I want to tell you when you started taking it seriously. I remember, we cut this out if you don't want.
Go ahead.
I remember, like, you took time out, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we spoke one day, and he's like, yeah. I'm just getting my teeth fixed, and then I'm just coming crazy. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that
then,
was straight drop one.
And then, nah, you're forgetting. You remember you used to have the SoundCloud?
Yeah.
And then you, straight drop one wasn't on SoundCloud, yeah, was it? Oh, was it on there?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, and then you had that one, that Nines has a freestyle one as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's one of my favorite.
But then I wasn't like going on cam then. I was just putting that music on SoundCloud, it was readying up.
Readying
up. So yeah, like you said, I put a lot of thought into this, innit? Because like I said, it was around 2014 times, I would say.
Yeah.
Them times there, it's like, the man was getting co-signed by Kanye West and that. Remember the Brits?
Yeah.
Section Boys and all of that. Remember, it was like Sneak Boat era and that, innit? So I'm saying, all right, cool, maybe, yeah. Maybe there's a little way now. You get what I'm trying to say? Maybe man can really fuck the roles off for this music thing. So that's when I made a conscious decision, innit? As you know, like, I didn't have the best teeth growing up, you get me? But I didn't really care about it because it didn't really knock my confidence, you get me? Some people would say to me, bro, what go on for you like? But mummy was on trying to get me braces from young, but I just went on that. That weren't cool back in the day, you get me? Especially growing up from where I'm from, you get me? I went to a rough school and that, you know what I'm saying?
And then so, I know Invisalign on that.
Exactly.
That
anyway, yeah. Cool. 14, I'm saying, all right, cool, it looks like the game, yeah? I'll have a bit of that. And then, yeah, I went and got braces. Fix my teeth, you get me? And then we forwarded, innit? Because them times now, it's all Instagram and that, innit? Do you get it? 014, 015 times. Before all of that, man was doing BBM and that, you get it? I don't think I had an iPhone until like 2013, bro.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
For me, as a fan of yours and someone that knows your journey quite well, I feel like that for me was the arrival of Asco. And I remember that video, I think, did I send you Aaron Smalls? Yeah, I probably did.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you did, yeah.
Maybe. Let me just take the clout, Holmes.
Yeah, you can have that,
I'll probably say Aaron Smalls.
Your tutor sent it to me, yeah. Yes?
And then I remember, so I think you said you want to shoot a video or whatever, send you Aaron Smalls. Obviously, they've shown me the video now, and I just remember just feeling that this was special. You get what I'm saying? Like, the way
what, from the video or the song? Because like I said, the song was already on SoundCloud, by the way.
No, but the video done it for me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, as in, like, I became a fan of you by watching that video. Like, the way you were stepping, the way you was different. It was like, you'd gone from, like a boy to a man, almost, for me, in that video. I remember that walk with the jawn up the stairs, you get what I'm saying? And then that shot on the block kind of thing, you get what I'm saying? I think like that's definitely one of my personal favorite songs in UK history. I can't even believe that there's a debate when it comes to
the straight drops.
I can't believe that there's a debate when it comes to the straight drops, because straight drop one for me is everything, but also as well, you got to understand that music is a reflection of time as well. So 100. Like at that time, I was having a great time, you get what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of people, I remember when Kodjo Funds was like the heaviest thing in the streets as well. And then it was like when he was doing one of his shows, like you had to come there and perform. I see you lot raving.
You're taking it back. Your memory's cold. Your memory's cold, man.
I remember you lot making it rain. I remember you lot making it rain in the dance and all that. And I felt like when all that was, because you know what?
Yeah.
That song was so big to me, that when I see somebody else recognize it is big to me, because
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, so you get it as well, that you understand what this guy is doing.
No, because you, obviously you're my brethren, innit, Pulse, but you're a genuine fan. And a lot of men in the game, in the industry, a lot of them will tell you straight, one's there, one as well.
Yeah.
Or some will say two. Obviously the fans would say three and then four, but like, man like yourself and that, and there's a few of you, like even K-Trap being one of them, bro. Them man there told me like, yeah, straight drop one, it played a big part in their life at that time, you get what I'm trying to say?
Straight drop one is everything, man. Yeah. Like, that's just a moment, you get what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I feel like that's just when you really announce that, yeah, I'm Asco and I'm about to do this
basically,
properly,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And obviously,
that was all premeditated still, and that's when, yeah, I was readying up to really do this thing, get me, and become a rapper, or should I say an artist, you get me?
So now that we're here, I know we've had this conversation before, but what is your favourite straight drop?
My favourite straight drop 4.
Yeah, you're one of them new school fans, bro. I don't know.
Nah, the reason why it was straight drop 4, because same thing, you know when you're talking about a point in your life?
Yeah.
So you see straight drop 4, I had signed my deal at that point. Yeah, and
is that the video? Is that the one with Fredo and
no,
Hyper
that's
in the studio?
That's three.
So which one's four? What four is
the that? four's the last. I'm in the studio a bit, and I'm in the GTSs.
Okay.
Two of them, the white,
Yeah.
So that, going back to why that's my favorite, because at that point in time. Yeah, we was free lit, bro, man. That's when, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it was a good time, man. It was a good time. We was all young.
And then obviously, you remember, just that's off of the back of, like, your first award shows and that.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I got nominated. Remember, Soul Lit was already out. And what had happened is, I signed a deal with the label, and they didn't make me do anything, but I put out Pink Notes. Remember Pink Notes?
Yeah.
I like Pink Notes. I think it's a good song, but I don't think it got received. It kind of threw them off, innit?
Yeah.
To what they was normally used to, innit? So it kind of pissed me off, innit? The reaction that I got from it kind of pissed me off. So I said, fuck this, I'm going back to, yeah? What we do, innit? And
yeah.
Then the four was off of the back of that, you get me?
Okay.
And then the rest is history after that. Now, I think 2 months after that, we went away.
Nah, the rest is definitely history. And it was definitely a big, huge part of even putting GRM where it needs to be. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, GRM is like a reflection of whatever we put out. So
mm-hmm.
if we was
mm-hmm.
like a chef channel
mm-hmm.
and we were filming chefs, you're only as good as your chefs are. Do you
facts.
Get what I'm saying?
Facts.
So
facts.
I'm only as good as my
mm-hmm.
my team is, my talent is. Do you get what I'm saying?
At that point, yeah. Would you say when we dropped Straight Drop 1, how big would you say GRM was at the time? It was obviously you was already putting music videos out, but it wasn't long, innit? From that. That was, but bearing in mind that's 2016.
What, GRM?
Yeah,
no,
what?
I've been here since 2009.
No, I know. But what I'm trying to say, at the time, the platform, remember, you know.
Oh,
like,
I started cooking. Oh, well, when I started cooking.
Then you started giving the plaques for the 1
million
views.
Yeah. So that was,
you know,
like, that was definitely, but no, that's what I'm telling you. Like, you was like, I don't want to give the game away too much because my competitors are looking, you know what I'm saying? But basically, you was an inductual part
yeah,
of like
of the rebrand
of
GRM. Because it was Grime Daily.
Yeah.
At that point, was it GRM?
No. It's been GRM since 2009. Since 2010.
Okay.
Sorry, or 2011. But
okay.
What it is that I just decided I just need to take this seriously now at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked out the formula, and then the rest is history. Yeah, so Asco, just for all the viewers watching, one of the parts of the contract of this interview was that Asco is gonna smoke his zoo in the car. This is what I do for the viewers. Here you go.
Guys, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's why you're my nigga post, man. You know what I'm saying? Readied up for the boy.
Listen, man. I had to, but
I'm,
right,
I'm
cool.
Glad you accepted the request, my bro. Gratitude.
Come on, bro, man. It's the least I could do.
Gratitude.
So, basically, I want to talk about Soul Lit, yeah? Because I feel like Straight Drop 1 was your breakout in the streets as a solo artist.
Yeah.
But I feel like Soul Lit was your breakout to the mainstream as an artist,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
I agree.
Now, I want to see how good your memory is because, you know, like, they say there's two sides to every story. Yeah? So you might not remember my version of the
I remember exactly.
I remember the version. Alright, cool. So here what's happening here. Asko sent me the song, as he usually does. And I'm saying, yo, I've said to Asko, I'm not involved in the creation of this song at all. The song is done, it's ready, it's good to go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm saying this is the hardest song ever, bro. You have to shoot a video for this. You have to shoot a video for this. Anyway, Asko was saying, yeah, I like it, it's all right, yeah, but basically I don't want to do it no more, because basically what had happened was someone from a different block that he didn't necessarily have a problem with, personal problem with, but just their ends didn't really get along, had done something similar on a similar beat.
But he didn't do that similar, nothing like that, but he had made a track to that instrumental, because at the time, let me cut you, them times there, even down to Straight Drop 1, Straight Drop 2, Straight Drop 3 even, it's all tight beats. So them times that I'm going on YouTube and just putting in tight beats, do you get it?
Yeah.
So everyone's got access to the same beats basically, innit?
Yeah.
So when I've made that song, then I've heard Homie Forward Out with a song to the same song, that's what I was disheartened about, innit? And that's what I was talking to you about at the time, like, I don't know if I want to drop it, car. My man's got a song to the same intro and that, innit?
Yeah.
In a nutshell, and he was like, fuck that.
Yeah. I was literally begging him. Let me tell you how much I like this song. Yeah, I like this song so much. I remember I used to be on different places, like not shoots, but like content shoots. And there'd be people around. I remember one time I was doing some Dying Daily shit, like some cooking show, and I used to play it. Biggs used to host it. I played it. Listen to this Asko.
Before it was out, yeah?
I had to, bro. Okay, sorry, you know, I was an amateur them times. Don't worry, I'm growing up, man. This shit's safe for me. I didn't send it out. But I was like, you have to listen to this tune.
Yeah, because naturally you're just gassing it.
Yeah, like I'm listening to this song. I'm like, well, you say it's never coming out anyway. You got to listen to this tune. So anyway, I think you've decided that you're going to put this out, whatever, and I remember.
No, to be fair, sorry to cut you again, it weren't just you.
No, I don't think it was.
It weren't just you. It was basically everyone.
Yeah. That's why I said there's two sides to every story. Because you know what's so crazy, I know it's not just me.
Fact,
but it means so much to me that I was a part of the convincing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You were definitely part of the convincing. To be fair, it was you that I told originally, I don't know if I want to put it out.
Yeah. But...
And you know why that is as well, I'm slightly mad indecisive, innit? When I do things, I need to be sure, like proper sure about it, because I hate the thing where you can't take it back. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, as you know, once you upload a video, it's done, innit? That's it, the world's seeing it, it's forever, innit, basically, so, but
For sure, and then obviously we shot the video, obviously I sent you Ruby Saeed, remember that?
You did.
She's a huge celebrity now, you know what I'm saying?
You did.
I was a big part of the aftermath of the song, and obviously now when it landed, it just took off in a different way, and one of my favourite things, actually, about that video...
It's the skate.
Yeah. Like, you see when you, because obviously, you know what it is, like, you can dress it however you want, but you're a gangster rapper, innit? That's what you are. Or like a trap rapper or whatever, you're very much affiliated to the streets. And in 2016 or 17, whenever that came out, oh my God, the year's 2018.
18.
Oh, what a great year. So in 2018, when that came out, it wasn't, like, I feel like Bobby Shmurda was, like, one of the first people we saw dancing that was from that lifestyle. Like actually, not actually dancing, but just more like actually having fun with what he's doing. So not saying the two are related at all.
No, not
like
exactly what you're saying.
Bobby or nothing, but when I saw you actually have a good time in your video, and it didn't look like you didn't know what you was doing anyway. You looked like
The cameraman was cold for catching that shot. Suave, shout out Suave.
I really appreciated it as a fan, because it's just like, you sold me the song. You sold me the drip.
Yeah, to
I remember
be fair,
everything
it was
you was wearing.
Much
you
sauce.
Had the Balenciaga runners on.
Sauce,
you had the,
no,
the...
not the runners, it was the Sock Johns.
The Sock Johns.
And maybe tracky bottoms and that.
Yeah, I swear they was a bit saggy as well.
Yeah, of course they was.
All right, cool.
Come on, man.
And he had the bandana on.
Getting my dip set on.
It was big. I feel like you had a K-Trap cameo in there as well. I like when everything just comes together. It was a good presentation. Anyway, how do you feel like that song changed your life?
That song, like you said, that Straight Drop and that water, that kind of, that cool, his hair in it. But the soul, it was like, yeah. Because even like after I dropped that song. I think maybe like either down to the word martial law, like if you don't even need to be Muslim to know what that means, do you know what I'm saying? A lot of people would know, like if you say that word, it basically just means niceness, it just means pretty, like you get it, beautiful, however you wanna use the term, but it's like so lit. I started hearing it everywhere, sort of thing. I used to hear straight drop, don't get it twisted, like I used to hear straight drop like in the hood and people be driving to straight drop and that, but then yeah, I was getting different traction off of Soul It. That was going off in like the Ibizas and Marbella and all of that and all of that and more, yeah, just in the club with it, you get me? It was more friendly, innit? It was still gangster, but it just like, yeah, it was more clean, innit? More acceptable to the masses sort of thing, innit?
Yeah, 100.
And that's mostly arguably my biggest song, innit, today? Let's have it right.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's cut the BS, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like I was just even around people that are not from our space,
mm-hmm.
that would recognize that song, like culturally, like because they're from a Muslim culture or from mm-hmm. a culture that speaks,
mm-hmm. is it Arabic? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arabic,
yeah, speaks Arabic, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, they don't like what I do, but they mm-hmm. like this song, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And they'd be playing the
no, tune. Naturally, I've got a bit of backlash as well, you know what I'm saying, for like using
the deeper meaning,
you know what I'm saying, yeah, but yeah. Overall, yeah, it was a massive, massive move, you get what I'm trying to say.
I feel like off the back of that, maybe. You now became the right. You became in the running for the people signing people to mm-hmm. say, yeah, mm-hmm. ASCO needs to be signed. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then you obviously got a deal.
Yeah, the phone didn't stop after Soul It. To be fair, it was straight drop free. Because remember, an incident took place that we spoke about on the same interview that one of two interviews that I ever done before. You get me?
Oh, the jury.
The jury.
Yeah.
I think that was a. Don't get it twisted. Soul It was a massive part. Yeah. But that part there first, it's not losing the jury, it's what we done after we lost the jury, went to buy Fredo, it was a viral moment, bro. Yeah. You get what I'm trying to say? And Soul It didn't come out to like the April of 2018. I lost my jury in 2017, Abu Dhabi, innit? Grand Prix 2017, innit?
Yeah.
And then we was back in Dubai that year, for New Year's, with Fred and that. I shot the Playing for Keeps with Fred, and yeah, my shit just went through the roof after that. I can give you like a prime example. I used to get like maybe, I don't know, 2 to 3K likes. After I lost the jury, bought the new jury and that, but Fred in Dubai, I was getting 10, 11K likes to get it. And then, yeah, Soul It took me to the next place. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And then the rest is history. And then bearing in mind, you know, this is what I'm trying to say, like, I don't know how people perceive me and that. And that's what I'm saying. I don't really like to gas myself a lot, you know what I'm saying, Post? I try to keep it humble more time, but bro, the reality is at that time, 2018, no rapper was making like that. There's big songs, don't get it twisted, since then there's been hella big songs, bigger than Soul It, but at the time, like, it wasn't, no one was really making a song like that, do you know what I'm saying?
I just want to say and acknowledge the fact that you had now built up enough buzz and enough hype to get a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You was in a situation now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you got a decent deal for the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everything was just coming together as it should.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you also dropped Better Late Than Never as well, the mixtape, which was super cold. I remember you was doing a few things here and there as well. I know you've done the tune with Kojo.
Correct.
I can't remember whose tune that was. Was that yours or his?
I'm not sure. It might have been his. I think it might have been his.
Yeah, it might have been his. Yeah, it might have been
We've
his.
Done a collab as well with, we've done a song with, Dappy and Ambush as well, just before
yeah,
I went away.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes, he was branching up. So obviously, now that you got a deal, you got your first big legal check that a lot of people don't see in their lifetime at one go. Now you're kind of seeing like all your visions come together about what you actually want to do with your life, you know what I'm saying? Since the moment you decided to take music seriously till that point. Then, next thing I know, you've been arrested. Your name's all over the papers, it's all in the media, now everybody knows. Now all of a sudden, everybody knows the UK rapper ASCO, yeah? Mm-hmm. As for Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And these county lines
chill, man.
It's everywhere, bro. Yeah, cool. What do you have to do?
Say that.
So obviously, like these county lines and all these like
mm-hmm.
specifications in terms of numbers, amounts, figures, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Like, when you first got arrested, did you know that they were coming for you, or was it a surprise to you?
I didn't have a clue, bro.
Okay.
And this is what I'm saying to you, it's like, at the time, it's like the devil was on my shoulder, bro, hard, because man signed my deal on Eid. Imagine that, man fasted that whole Ramadan 2018. I signed the actual deal, signed the paperwork on Eid, bro, yeah? Bearing in mind, that was in June 2018. 6 months later, I'm in jail, innit? But for people that don't know, I was actually done at that point in terms of what I got arrested for and that, yeah? It ended up just biting me in the ass because why for that? But you know, coming back on me, I was already on observation. So even when I got sentenced and that, you can Google it, yeah? So when the judge sentences me, he says, Mr. Allen, we understand you're now focusing on your music career, but for 9 months previous, bearing in mind I was on an observation for 15 months. Like I said, when I signed the deal, 6 months later, I've gone jail. So for 9 months, they're saying, oh, you was the head of a organization, etc., etc. We now know you're a musician, you pay taxes and that now, but we're not hearing that. Because basically, they could have allowed me, but it's like, the further I was going away, them times I didn't have a clue. I'm on tour with Fredo for his album in 2017. I'm on the oboe that whole time. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And little did I know, they was always coming to pinch me, but these times now, I'm thinking I'm getting further and further away from the road, you with me? And that's why it was kind of hard for me when I got that. So it's like I've got nicked, like, cool, that was a shock to my system. Then I'm saying, all right, cool, we're going to bust this. Then I've got the G. All right, cool, so we've been found guilty. I'm saying anything under 10. And then they whacked me with 12 and a half years. I'll say, ah, it's done, it's over. It's over, you get me? At that point, I'm like, at that point in life, you know, I'm done with the roads, post. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Like,
yeah.
I can speak now because, like I said, it's all out and open. But, bro, at that point of arrest, when they're actually cuffing me, you know, bro, like, they're cuffing me, it's like 5 in the morning, talking about, oh, we're arresting you. I'm on some, this is some joke thing, you get me? You got the wrong person type thing, you with me? Bro, it's only when you get into the interview room there and they start spilling, you start to realise, oh, this might be techie, you get me? Because 9 times out of 10, bro, the Crown don't get it wrong, innit? Not saying people can't beat cases. Guilty people get found innocent all the time, and innocent people get found guilty all the time. You get what I'm trying to say? But in a nutshell, bro, yeah, it was just unfortunate, innit? And I just didn't get out quick enough, basically. You know what I'm saying?
And what do you think for you, like, actually sparked all that? Do you think that it was just a matter of circumstance that you were under observation for 15 months? Or do you think that because you were kind of making noise in the streets as a rapper and brought more attention to you?
I think more so that, but they was already on me, because there was like I've been catching cases, like, not catching cases, but like from young I was going to jail. So I first went to jail at like 17. I was in and out of jail all the way up until like 19, and then I didn't go back to jail until I went to jail, innit? So that's what I'm saying. Me personally, I was more mad that, because I can own it, you get what I'm saying, Post? Like, bro, man's living how man's living, bro. Man know what comes with the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, charge it to the game. 21, 22, 23, 24, when I'm really living like how they're saying all what I'm doing, when you're coming for me, I'm done with that. You're talking about I'm this and I'm that and all of that, but I'm actually done with that in that moment in time, you get what I'm trying to say? Cut a long story short, it's like, that's what was bitter. Even like, I've got 9 co-defendants, yeah? So when we've all gone jail and all of that, and it's like, I'm saying to these lot, like, bro, you men are still out here, innit? Not being rude to you, you know what comes with the game, innit? You can go Joe at any given time, innit? You just gotta hug it. But for me, it's like, bro, I'm done. So them times there, I'm saying, like, why now? You get me? I'm looking up to the skies, like, why now? You get me? Of all times, like, when I've actually made a conscious decision to fuck the roads off and go lid, you get me, and do this music thing. Because that's another thing, bro. I don't care about the music thing, if that makes sense. I just wanted to a better way of living, innit, without having to go through all what you go through being on the roads, you with me? So my whole thing is like, what can I do that's still gonna enable me to live how I wanna live, i.e. lit, you know? Let's have it right, at that time, bro, it's not easy to just go and pay 12 bill of Mary's, bro. A working man can't do that, do you know what I'm trying to say? So my whole thing is, what can I do that's still gonna enable me to live how I wanna live? It's rap, it's a no-brainer, and I'm dope at it. But I don't really want to be a rapper, if you know what I mean, if that makes sense. No, I like what I do, don't get it twisted. I enjoy making music and that, but I don't really care about all what comes with being a rapper. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So it was more so like, it was a no-brainer, innit? Make music, bro. There's beer butter in the game, innit? And you're good at what you do, innit? So that was my meds behind it, you get what I'm trying to say? And then, like I said, when I've decided to be a rapper now, now you don't want to come and take me off the roads, you get me?
So now that you've been sentenced,
mm-hmm.
you're in jail.
Mm-hmm.
This is the height of ASCO as a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody in jail knows who you are.
Facts.
Because you're...
Every wing I go onto, I know everyone on that wing knows who I am.
Because you know what it is as well? You know, like, sometimes a lot of rappers go jail, of course. But they're not always, like, lit in the definition of lit. Like, mm-hmm. they don't sell themselves mm-hmm. on litness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
Stevie Wonder could see you got money, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but obviously, that's your brand. You get what I'm saying? So, like, what was... So what was that like when you went to jail? Like, did you already know people in there, so it was patterned or...
Yeah, so when a man's going to jail, remember, obviously I'm from a place, yeah, I don't have no problems with no one, by the way, putting it out there, but obviously I'm from a place, you know, that's got issues with other places, and you know how that thing goes, and that different areas and that don't get on with each other. So remember, same thing like you're saying, as soon as I walk in the building, the whole place knows I'm there. Furthermore, you don't even need to see me, they've heard that I'm here. But the saving grace as well was, remember, I've gone to jail strong, innit? I've got nine co-defendants, innit? So a lot of the people that's on my case are man's little bros and that from man's place as well, innit? So remember, I don't know half these kids, you get what I'm trying to say, Pose?
Yeah.
Them times there, like, I've got like, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years on these youths, bro, but everyone knows who I am, innit? But to be fair, like, man got a lot of love as well in jail, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people like man, if that makes sense, they're just not known. But they're on what man's on, innit? And they're just real people, innit? So, and then obviously you got the haters, and you know how that goes, innit? But, bro, we left out of that picture out of scratch, you know what I'm saying?
And to be honest, I got to say, just as a fan, I just found it very classy, like, the way you handled your bid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, I feel like when your freedom is taken away and you're put in a space of segregation where you can't just be yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you've been somebody,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like if you have access to a phone, you might have a random rant one day on Instagram story, like, or like say something about yourself or just be too bored in jail, you get what I'm saying? And I never really got any of those moments from you, if that makes any sense.
Don't, like, get it twisted, you see what it is, Posh, like I said, at first my head was hurting, innit? But then yeah. It's like, naturally I believe that, like, everything goes how it's supposed to go more time, innit? So at the time, it was very unfortunate, innit? I felt like mad, hard done by, you know what I'm saying? But then over time, obviously, time's the best of healers, innit? Over time, I started taking bare blessings from man's struggle, you get what I'm trying to say? And furthermore, don't get it twisted, it was a bit of a long time. I feel like it kind of whacked me up a bit much, but then at the same time, it's like, I feel like the time saved me and made me. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So... like, a lot of stuff's happened, innit, whilst I was away, innit? Good and bad. So in terms of, like, my area, I've lost good friends, you know what I'm saying? Hearts being one of them, as everyone knows, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's things that I'm never going to get back, you get it?
Yeah.
So, but then at the same time, there's a lot that I took from being away, and there's a lot of, like, dead weight that I got rid of, you know what I'm trying to say? I got my mind right. I had a lot of time to think about how to move when I do get the time to get back, you get me? Remember, when you're in it, you know, it's like you're there, you can see, but you can't really see because you're amongst it, innit?
Mm.
Whereas when I was in jail, it's like I had a bird's eye view. You know what I'm trying to say? So, yeah, I just used the time, innit, to, like, get in shape. I learned how to cook in jail. I read hella books in jail. You get what I'm trying to say? And then, obviously, there's bare people as well going through... Bro, my next door's doing 35, you know what I'm saying? My next door to the left doing a 15. Like, who am I to complain, bro? You get what I'm trying to say? In the same breath. And these men are smiling and that. Obviously, they're going through whatever they're going through, but outside looking in, they're okay. You get what I'm trying to say? So then man's there moping about and that, like, come on, bro. And same thing, I still do think it was harsh, but could have been way worse, innit? Do you get what I'm trying to say? So man kind of took a lot of solace from it. And yeah, man kind of appreciated that man got put in that position. At the same time, I'm pissed because I definitely lost out on a lot of money, innit? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, for sure.
In terms of how the game evolved whilst I was away.
Yeah, you missed a few bags.
Bro, a couple tickets,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
they
weren't for me, obviously.
Yeah,
and I've always believed that I'm going to touch them anyway.
Yeah. And so, maybe, you know what, sometimes as well, like, when you have that much money, sometimes it's like, you need to be at the right place as a person.
Facts.
To be able to handle it.
Exactly.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Exactly. So, because that could also make and break you as well.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You never really know. But speaking on losses, and obviously while you're away and you were in jail, as you touched on and mentioned, like, we lost Hypo. I feel like Hypo was such a big character and had such a huge presence in terms of, like, just who he was, if that makes any sense. He had such a larger-than-life character, and I remember hearing that he'd passed away, I was quite shocked because I just... Hypo was just never someone that I would never think would be around, if that makes any sense. Do you get what I'm saying? Because
that's the part. Not being rude, you can hear someone dies. It's always a shock, or it's sad news, isn't it, when you hear of death, but not Hypo. That's the last person that I would have ever thought I would have ever got that phone call about, to get me him. Not him. And don't get it twisted, Hypo was most hated, innit? Like, let's have it right, innit? And maybe it was because of his bigger than life character, innit? He came across a bit, maybe he rubbed people up the wrong way. But if you know bro, like, yeah, Hypo was a proper person, and like, especially to me anyway, you get me? And who he was and what he was, like, he ain't never gonna get his flowers even down to now, but trust me, it's him as well, you get me? It's definitely all him as well, you get me?
We're shocked, like, being out here. So obviously being inside and being like segregated from what's happening outside in terms of physically, like, how did you take that news in terms of like, because this is someone that's played an integral role in your career, because he was one of the first people as well that recognized you. Fact. And said, come.
Not just me, Boggs, all of us, bro. Yeah. He was the, like, when we couldn't see nothing, he was the one, like, telling us. When the game was meaty, when there was no peas for gangster rappers, he already saw all what's going on now. He saw that. We're talking 03, 04, 05 and that. That's what I'm saying to you. It was hard to convince me at that time, because I'm saying, bro, there's nothing in it. Like, what am I doing? What am I rapping? Do you know what I'm saying? To just get bait on YouTube and that. But it's like he already saw that. It's like his vision was, he was ahead of his time, man. You know what I'm trying to say? Even out to now, like, a lot of people, like, man, I don't even need to mention names. Like, Hypes has influenced, like, a lot of man today, bro. They look like Hypes, you get me? Bear man look like Hypes' sons right now. You get me? But yeah, at that time, bro, I'll be real with you. It's like, it weren't real, innit? It took like a couple days, bro, I'll be real with you. And how I even got the news, I found out in jail. Like, a man told me on the yard, like, I'm saying, huh? What are you talking about? But I know a man's not trying to play no funny jokes like that. So it's like, but I'm saying, nah, you're chatting shit. And then man's gone back to my cell. It was like 12 in the afternoon, and the night before I'd gone to sleep early, innit? So how it is in jail more time, when you got a phone and all of that, you put your thing away and that, innit, before you go to bed or whatever not. So I've gone to bed, bearing in mind he's died in the night, innit? It was a party, innit? So when I've woke up in the morning now, my phone's away still. I don't normally go and get out till like 5 o'clock, innit? So it's like 11:30, 12, midday, man's got the news. I've just gone and got the phone straight away. As soon as I've put my phone on, it's like, it's all over the place, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's all over the, you know what I'm saying? And but even then, it's like, it ain't really hit me. It's like, nah, not, it's bullshit, but I know. And then man's gone sleep, all of that. That whole day, I've gone sleep and that, and then I've woke up at like 5 in the morning, bro. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can imagine that was definitely a huge loss for you, especially because of where you were as well. And yeah, that definitely probably wasn't nice at all.
Yeah, that was a dark moment still.
So speaking of like lighter times, obviously you guys have affected like UK culture in so many different ways. We talked about fashion first of all. But I want to talk about something that you guys can live with for the rest of your lives till you're 100 years old. You definitely made meaty a part of UK
facts.
English vocabulary.
Facts.
Where did the word meaty originate from? Because that's a big deal, you know. I'd love to actually, you know.
That's
what?
Hypes all again, bro. Yeah. May Allah have mercy on his soul. That's Hypes. Remember, he's not noble, with it. So it's like, remember, meaty comes from mediocre.
Yeah.
This is where meaty comes from.
Okay.
But saying you're mediocre don't really, it's not drippy, in it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're meaty, bro. Yeah, it's done, it's over. Look, it's done now, isn't it? We're talking.
Yeah.
And bro, this is like 10, 15 plus years ago.
Yeah.
But because of social media and all of that now, that word's getting used way before, do you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm saying it on cam, bro. Like, and up, there's some words, they're in season words, isn't it?
Yeah, this you know is what not mean? A season.
Slang's a season thing sometimes, isn't it? Let's have it right. Like, even after the word jugging, it's a few years old, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Trapping is not even that long old. You get it? Meaty's never going nowhere.
Yeah, meaty's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That is 100% part of UK slang forever.
Like, yeah, I'm glad we're mentioning that.
There's not really a lot of terminology better than meaty. Like, I feel like meaty can get used about 8 times a day by accident. You get what I'm saying?
God, it's bare meaty this side.
Yeah, and oh,
that's why the word gets used so frequently. You get it? But you know why it's bad? Because bare meaty man used the word as well. It's crazy. A man's super meaty and he's telling a man he's meaty. Trust me.
You're saying the use of meaty gets complex. It does. Before we get to Straight Drop 5, actually, I want to know the day you decided in jail that you're going to be Hench. Because you didn't strike me you didn't strike, before you went jail, yeah, you didn't strike me as someone that's going to go to the gym. For health benefits.
Nah, I didn't really care at that time. I never really needed to go to the gym. But like I said, even for when my teeth was crooked and that, I never really lacked confidence in it.
Yeah.
So, them times there, bro, it's like, come on, man. Like, they weren't a draw that I couldn't. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need to go to the gym, bro. But then, when I was in jail now, it's like COVID. It was COVID hit. Was stupid bang up, bro. You're not like, do you know what I mean? Like, we're talking, it's crazy bang up anyway in jail, but yeah, you're not coming outside, innit? And the little half an hour that you get, you got to squeeze in your shower and that. So, man saying, you know what, it's my next door, me and him are training in the cell, but he's in his cell. We're not seeing each other all day, but we're speaking through the window. And he's like, Boogie, fuck this, man. Can we just start doing a couple press ups? And you get it? I'd never done a burpee in my life, bro. I'd never done a burpee, wallahi. At that point, this is 2020, right?
Yeah.
Lockdown, innit? Yeah? So we're talking, lockdown happened like March. This is like after Ramadan. Basically, I started training. I ain't looked back since. So we're talking 5 years deep, I've been training now. But it's a lifestyle thing for me now, innit? It's not even about, like you said, when did I decide to become Hench? Like, it's not about that. It's just like, this is just what man's got to do. The same way man's got to wake up and get to the bag, man's got to, you know what I'm saying? Health is the real wealth, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
so 100%. that was my whole mess behind it. I don't really do it to look no type of way. I've never took no like supplements or like no enhancements or nothing, bro. So you get what I'm trying to say, man, just put in the hard work and now we look like how we look, you know what I'm saying? Just,
you know what, your workouts are different as well. Like, you see when I'm watching you work out and I'm like, yeah, this guy's he's serious.
Yeah, we're trying to go, innit? So you can be strong, there's best strong man, you know, but they're not strong for long.
You know what I'm saying?
They're strong for a short amount of time, innit? So that's what it is, it's heart and lungs as well, strength. You know what I'm trying to say? Same thing, lifestyle, bro. Just trying to be healthy through and through, innit? Strong, fit, yeah. Remember, I smoke and these things as well. I have a drink now and then. Do you know what I'm saying? So just a balanced thing, really, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
But now that I'm in, I'd never stop training, like, ever. The only way I'd not train, like, if, for example, if I was injured or something, you get what I'm saying? I couldn't physically do it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just the norm now, you get me?
Are you training every day or is it like a 5 days a week thing?
Yeah, so we've trained like 4 or 5 days a week. And like, there's times where it gets busy, innit? Like, I just came back from Paris, for example. Man didn't go on Asian once, but we was doing like 300-400 press-ups a day. Just to keep, you know what I'm saying?
In Paris?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Quick 10 set of 30, that's 300. Call that a Spartan works, you get me?
Yeah.
And that's not even busting a sweat, bro. Like, that's just try to keep it, you know what I'm saying? So when you've got the wife beaters on, you're still, you know what I'm saying? Just to keep it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, normally I go gym like 4 or 5 times a week, yeah. More time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Are you like at the stage where you're like super watching what you eat as well?
Nah, media, all of that, I'm not the best with the diet and that neither. I don't eat the worst. I'm kind of healthy, to be fair. You get me? I take CMOS every day, you know what I'm saying? I know about a couple herbs and that. But same thing, like I said, I smoke and that as well, innit? So it's just a balanced thing, really.
Yeah.
But I don't have the best diet, no. If I had a dope diet, like, and I was strict to my diet, I think, yeah, it'd be crazy.
Obviously, you come out stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. Probably, like, the most... You've reached that part in your mind where I feel like you've grown a lot since you was on road, if that makes any sense? Because you've had time to kind of sit down and reflect on your life. You've had ups, you've had downs, you've had like stardom, fame, all of that. So when you finally touch the soil and you're back as the grown man Asco and you drop straight, drop five, what was that experience like for you?
It was a bit surreal, bro. I actually came out on my birthday, imagine that.
Yeah.
My release date wasn't until March, just God. But I wasn't really supposed to be home until March. But because, if you heard, remember they was letting out a lot of people early because of the whole overcrowding of the jails and that. So basically, man got 40%. Instead of doing 50%, I got 40% of my sentence. But by the time that actually got implemented and it was in, I'd already done like more or less my whole bird. So basically I came out, 5 months earlier than I was supposed to come out. And then there was 2 dates that they gave. If you had 5 years and under and you was eligible for the 40% thing, you was coming out on September the 10th. And if you had 5 years and over, you was coming out on this October the 22nd. That's my birthday, imagine that. Man got that news in like August. Yeah, bro, man came out the gates on my earth strong, you get me? It's crazy. And then as you know, five was always gonna be the first thing I was ever gonna do.
Yeah.
So that was all pre-planned, like straight drop five. We made that in like 2021 or something. That was already locked in. I just didn't have a beat for it for time, you get me? Because like I said, more time I'll just be right into like tight beats, you get me?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a surreal moment still, I can't lie.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people were like super excited he was back. I mean, I definitely was. And it's definitely good to have you back. And obviously you've been cooking, you've been in the studio, you've been releasing music.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you got some huge features on the album,
mm-hmm.
which is just a reflection of how much your peers respect you because you've been away, they've been catching bags, they've been doing this, mm-hmm. they've been doing mm-hmm. that, and they still have like a lot of time and a lot of respect for you because they know what you mean to the culture and not just in music.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of everything that you are, if that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, do we have a name for the album yet? Or?
We do. The album's called Perfect Timing.
Perfect Timing. All your albums...
Not all, I've got one post to my
name. Yeah, but this is your second.
Second, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all. So all your albums now, they all have like a theme of time in it. Is that on purpose or is it...
It wasn't originally, but then yeah, it became on purpose, yeah.
Yeah.
So when we sat down and spoke about naming the album and that, I had a name. I'm not even gonna say the name, but Unks, the boy Colin, was like, nah, you can't call your album that. You get me? That's meaty. But I'm like, huh? And then the bros are saying the same thing. It's like it's not powerful enough. So then we came up with Perfect Timing, and coincidentally, it matches up to obviously Better Late Than Never. But I actually believe that it's perfect timing as well because of how the whole industry and that is.
And I really
some would say it's not the best time, sorry. Like, man would say this is, man's in recession, a lie pose.
Nah, man. This when the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
No, but naturally, man. Bro, when the times change, the grind change. Man's never had an issue with having to switch it up. You get what I'm trying to say? But that's why as well, if that makes sense, it's not the best time, but it's perfect timing because...
Yeah,
I'm gonna let the album talk for itself, innit? But
yeah, no, 100%. I've been hearing the album as you've been making it, and obviously I know a few things about the features that are on the album. So definitely excited for you, and I definitely think that not that anyone ever owes anyone anything, but I definitely feel like because your freedom got taken away from you at such a high level in your career that the game owed you something, and I feel like it's been represented by the people that have come out and stepped for you and the respect they're showing for you. So I know it's going to be definitely a massive success, and I also want to big up Colin as well on what he's actually doing, because I feel like Colin is somebody that's been in the UK music industry for a long time and is in a position of power. But what I really like about his position of power is that he just knows the right things to sign. Like, as in, like if I could be signing people, not that I couldn't, but it's just not what I do anymore. But if I could, I'm definitely grabbing up Asco. I'm definitely grabbing up Scraps, especially because you guys are... clearly coming from a place, but are clearly trying to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And Collins Abel, he's just done Tiny Boost as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I just
mm-hmm.
like the fact that he's recognizing this with the talent.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And being able to cut good checks as well and just put people in a place where they're compensating and so they don't have to think about doing anything else and just concentrate on music.
Yeah, shout out Big Unks, man. Unks is the truth. And you know what else it is as well, yeah, with Unks, yeah, it's like he's one of us, innit?
Yeah.
He's from where man's from, innit?
Yeah.
Same thing, Unks is from Tottenham, bro. Like, so he gets it. Not saying that like before when it was all label deals and that, like they weren't getting it, but he's more understanding of like what the streets really love and need as well, innit? Because obviously it's about numbers and that as well, but also if he's not putting real ones in position as well, it's like, and he's in position to do so, it's a bit like, do you know what I mean? Why would he not be? So it's like, and like you said, like he's putting man in position where he don't need to. It's not really super beneficial for him, if that makes sense. Maybe some of them are, maybe some of them are not, but even to me, I talk for myself personally, I don't do the maddest numbers. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But Unks is giving me a bag though, same way, you get what I'm trying to say? It doesn't, when I look at it now, maybe moving forward in due time, it will make sense. Naturally, it's got to make sense for both parties, but right now, you don't have to. You don't have to, you get what I'm trying to say?
No, but I feel like it just means, so what you're saying is right, but I also feel like it just, the reason he has to is because...
No, he's changed the game doing it.
It means so much to the sport that we play. Do you get mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And it's good to see that someone that's older than us still has the eye to recognise...
Yeah, no, facts.
...the people that need to be put in a certain position to keep this whole thing going. So I just want to big up Colin, man.
Every time, man.
Your work doesn't go unnoticed, sir. A lot of people don't know, but I'm a huge fan of like the natural world. When I mean natural world, I mean like the animal kingdom, what's going down over there or whatever. If you look on my explore page on Instagram, yeah, it's like a lion killing an antelope, a tiger doing this. Like, that's just all my explore page is about. I don't know where the fascination comes from for me personally, but what I do recall, yeah, is when you was in jail, yeah, when he was actually in jail, I'd be like cruising through, like, because I get recommended a lot of this stuff, yeah. I get recommended a lot of this stuff. It's on my timeline. I follow some pages, whatever.
You're too funny.
But obviously, when I'm having my personal time with the natural kingdom, I just see likes by Asco. So I see like by Asco, yeah, and this is all I'm seeing now. I'm seeing like 5-6 clips over like the next couple of weeks liked by Asco. So I'm like, Asco likes this shit as well. I don't know what the disease is called, yeah. But I want to know, like, and obviously now we send each other some funny videos and that, like, of like, of some situations in the natural world, but in the natural animal kingdom, let me be clear. Like, what is your infatuation about with that world?
I just like wildlife, man. Like, yeah. In particular, like lions and that, like yeah. African wildlife. Yeah, I don't mind like the tigers, but they're more in India and that, innit?
Yeah.
So yeah, like it's just I just like wildlife, like the whole hunting and how they move. Like man know a lot, innit? Like you know and you know a lot, innit?
Yeah.
We know a lot about it because man's into it. But that was from like when I was young. Like, I was a bit weird when I was young. I didn't really care about cartoons and that. Yeah. One time I used to watch like David Attenborough and that, you get me?
Yeah.
That's my thing, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like one of man's goats.
Yeah.
You get me?
100%. I love watching animal shows and that. What's your favourite? What's your favourite? Were you saying the lion's your favourite cat?
Yeah. Hando, all day on the bay.
Yeah, I'm a Black Panther sort of guy.
Nah.
I do rock with lions heavy, but I just feel like aesthetically.
Yeah, nah, I'm not. See, more time I'm with the drip and that. You know what I'm on about. It's not about the drip. Trust me, the male lion, the female lion, the coalitions, the nomads. The pride, the lion thing.
The nomads. It's so funny. Asko sent me a video of like two lions sleeping next to a corpse.
No, he's not a corpse. He's alive.
No. Okay.
A buffalo sleeping.
There's a buffalo sleeping next to two lions. And I said, if there's any naturists out there, clear this up.
Yeah.
I said, I reckon what happened was. I said that the buffalo sleeping there because they've just watched them kill like their sister. Yeah, like one of their sisters and that, and they're traumatized, so they're just sleeping there. Plus, when lions are actually full, they can't move. Yeah, they actually can't move.
That part is a fact.
So I'm saying he's traumatized, they're full, and it's just an awkward situation, but there's nothing.
So you say, no, I say the buffalo is so troubled that he can't move either.
He can't move, like, what? His sister just got eight.
No, but what I'm trying to say to you, and he knows, he's smart enough to know that them man, they ain't really on him right now.
Yes.
So he's safe, basically.
Yes, remember, he's been living in this environment for time. He's probably done. Remember, the cameras ain't always there, you know.
So why is he not hauling them up in their sleep then? This is what I'm saying, that's what they do. If they catch a lion slipping, you know what the buffalo does to the lion, bro?
Yeah, but bro, every buffalo ain't got the same personality.
No, but naturally.
It's like assuming that every human is violent.
Yeah, but remember that. Remember that video. It's a big buffalo, innit? It's not no little calf. It's got big horns and that, innit? It's just cooling next to the two lions.
But that's like saying everyone has hench is strong. Like everyone has hench is on it.
No, I'm not saying you don't need to be on it. Like if the lions was up, you wouldn't be on no smoke. But let's just have it right, bro, man. It's a no-brainer, bro. You get it? They're full. They ain't moving. It's like you could be the shookiest shoot in the world. Like, if you know that nothing's ever going to happen to you, yeah, and there's not going to be no consequences, and you can get down this youth that's been bullying you all your life, it doesn't matter how nerveless you are. Like, you're going to do him.
I feel like if your sister's just been eating right in front of your eyes, which I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly. That's all an assumption. All I'm saying is no time at all is a buffalo supposed to be sleeping next to two sleeping lions, whether they're full or not. You get me? Males.
Yeah, nice.
Strong coalition, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a crazy video.
Yeah, that's
still
crazy.
So what, one day, what, you reckon you're going to do a little...
No, that's one of my dreams. I need to go on a safari. Ain't you done that yet?
No, I need to go, bro.
You're not serious.
No.
I'm going Kenya, bro. Masai Mara.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
I might do like South Africa, Botswana type vibes.
Yeah, Botswana.
Because I don't know. I feel like the food in South Africa just to eat casually.
No, it's a better plan. Not up tempo. Maybe. I don't know, but I think Kenya's kind of drippy as well, though. I was in jail, I was looking at some accommodation where the elephants come up to like the hotel, the giraffes, and that. Like, you get me?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's big, but it's not meaty. And they're like in your backyard. So yeah, that's hard. That's hard.